Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's professional storyteller Sean Welcome doing a little taste of what he's going to be doing next week in Boca.
So while I was looking for work, I had an opportunity to work in community through AmeriCorps, Notre Dame Mission Volunteers in a little town called Apopka. It was there that they placed me at a high school working with second language learners, helping them with their English and math and that sort of thing. So I really enjoyed it, and I just was intrigued by the nuance of that dynamic in the public education system. And so I wrote this poem that I'm calling ESOL, E-S-O-L, English for Speakers of Other Languages. ESOL, English for Speakers of Other Languages. It's the classroom in public school you might qualify for if you have an accent for a smoother transition into the fluent majority. Besides the poetry, I'm a tutor at Wakaiva High School, which is like the mall cop of teachers, badge, no gun, no license to run anything, but I pace myself anyway. Within my first few days as a tutor, Alan says to me, "Do you speak Creole? You look like Wyclef." I say, "No." He says, "So you're just like regular black, huh?" Sadly, I say, "Yeah." Funny, but since then I wanted to swallow every Rosetta Stone my stomach could hold, because I really want to help them. They still got flavor, y'all. America's melting pot keeps it seasoning in ESOL classes. And if students are somehow dumb because they struggle with English, then Ludwig van Beethoven is a blubbering idiot. Place dunce hats on Mother Teresa and Gandhi. Does this make sense to you? A million questions interrupt conversations with myself, like, "Mr. Baseball, why is it called the World Series when you never leave home base?" Newsflash, the world is more than New York and LA. Florida and Chicago, will we ever see clearly across the prime meridian, transcend oceans and embrace diversity when she cries at our doorstep, abandoned with no blankets? What happens when you mix Spanish, French, Creole, Vietnamese, and Russian-speaking students in a classroom, two bilingual teachers, and give assignments in English? How do you assess them? I'm not mad, just never seen this shade of gray before. And then there's Wycliffe, a Christian-based organization founded by college student Cameron Townsend, whose mission is making God's word available in a language and form that people understand best, specifically indigenous people. The Berik tribe in Papua New Guinea regard the gallbladder as significant as we see the heart. So John 3:16's "For God so loved the world" in their translation starts off like, "For the world sat well in God's gallbladder." Enlightenment by any means necessary. Send them out. Live with natives. Learn the language, then translate the Bible. It's a mission impossible process. Easier said than done. Spear to neck, sweat bullets. Death and salvation are in love, almost inseparable. Many have died for, in essence, becoming ESOL students in places like Papua New Guinea. But crossing the life-threatening line of linguistics is worth the reward. Les langues de France sont belles, y no me importa lo que piensan los demás. Heaven is and will always be multicultural. It's gonna look like the most beautiful pack of M&Ms I've ever seen. From ESOL classes east to west, to indigenous encounters with Wycliffe, we become connected with shades of gray. Shades of gray is all we'll see when these concrete walls of fear collapse, and out of the ashes rises increasing humility to listen. And that's the end of that poem, and I hope you have enjoyed "My Journey Goes On When..." ...
Sean, welcome with a non-traditional story.
Well, it's narrative poetry, and narrative poetry has a long history. This is something we don't usually do on the Public Storyteller, certainly. We usually have non-professional performers telling stories from their lives, but it's a little something different.
Well, how far back does narrative poetry go, Karen?
Oh, my goodness. There's Ode on a Grecian Urn, which is from the 19th century. There's well before then. Oh, actually, what am I talking about? The Iliad and the Odyssey are narrative poetry. So they go back at least to Homer. And there's narrative poetry in the Bible as well. So this is a long tradition.
Sean, in that poem, he included a lot of different languages.
That was so interesting because he's talking about teaching English to speakers of other languages. And he brings up early on that person who wondered if he were Haitian or I think the word he used was regular black. That's what he said. What he meant was African American, I guess. But it was kind of funny the way he said that. But anyhow, he was quoting. And I think in this case, the medium is his message. He's making the point that we all come together in English, that they all come together in that class. And so he is honoring the languages of his students. There's a great linguistic term for this. This is showing off a little bit, but I gotta share it. You hear it more and more, called code switching. And code switching just means going from one language to another or one idiom to another. There's different forms of code switching, one medium to another, you might say. The most common use of the term is switching languages back and forth, like a bilingual storyteller who would go into Spanish and then English and Spanish and then English. And what is code switching about? It's about honoring the language that is native to you or to your audience, as well as the language that may be common to all. It is definitely a different form of storytelling. There was also a bit of perhaps a hip-hop beat in there a little bit. And Sean is doing a performance at the Boca Raton Public Library on Saturday, October 19th at 4 p.m., as part of our Story Central storytelling series. And this is African American heritage.
So Sean will be giving a performance when and where?
He will be at the Boca Raton Public Library, 400 Northwest 2nd Avenue. This is Saturday, October 19th at 4 p.m., free of charge. And while you're listening to the end of folk and acoustic music, you can be driving to Boca tonight to hear or to participate in the Mad Robot Brewing Company Slam $100 to the winning story. And that's 5 o'clock tonight, 2621 North Federal Highway in Boca.
Karen, if we want more information about that, as well as telling a story on the Public Storyteller, how can we get in touch with you?
Send me an email, fast as you can, to cneil, C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.